while the Babylonians had eaten like kings.
Were crowned the winners, they determined to give God all the glory for their victory.
I have got to say, those vegetables did not let you down. How did you do it?
It was the Most High. He made us strong.
Whatever. Back to business. As Babylonians, you will need new names. From now on, you will be Shadrach, Meshach, and you, Abednego. Back to push-ups!
Meanwhile, King Neb was very impressed that Danny and his friends had won the Babylonian Warrior Challenge.
Babylon strong!
I am very impressed with you Israelites.
Israelites! Israelites! Punch, two, three, four! Run, two, three, four! Hook!
I can't imagine.
One, two, three, four, five!
How you did it, but you beat my finest people in the Babylonian Warrior Challenge.
Babylon strong!
You easily beat the obstacle course, even without eating our chef's amazing food. Tell me your names again.
I'm Shadrach.
I'm Meshach.
And
I'm just gonna call you the Shacks.
I like it.
Would you like to be regular competitors in the challenge? You have the strength that it takes.
Our strength comes only from Yahweh, the Most High God.
We will live and serve here, but please allow us to continue to honor God with what we choose to eat.
King Neb agreed, and Danny and his friends continued to quietly follow God and eat the food they knew God wanted them to. In fact, 3 years later, they were stronger and healthier than all the others that had eaten the great food of the kingdom.
They chose to have faith and follow God even when it was unpopular.
Even when it seemed the wisest choice was to eat the king's food so they could be strong.
And God blessed them as they lived in a foreign land.